그는 낮게 숨을 해야 하고, 우리 싸게 숨을 해야 하고, 이미 in the come in the city now. In the nation, the house will agree, but I mean in the come. So, that is the other way. Sagi the culture. We hold off Mui. We did not have a bad rule in it. You have a heavy mucha, we shall stop men, that we will hold on the come the person, we share that with come. It's not mucha in the Gemara that men. I don't want to go over the Gemara now, but there is no hecha on the Gemara that men. The boy came out, we call him the man of the man of the Shmaiti Gur, the ruler of the Mighty Hong Kong. The high company will have a single echo, and he called it by Donny Castle. The Hiva had it, the Zoya Fishni Hosan, the Jolly Hot Fun and Pogum, the Ace of the Culture of the Gomley, the Hulu by Donny Castle, that you will have a Kona Pogum problem. So from the high Shiva of the Hobby, I will be sure that some echo they call it Dafke, and he called it by Donny Castle, I will bad eye. Keep your rule and mice by the mice condo in Kinatu, you the Conan Saga, the Hemu Hamlet and Pierre Sajid. So there is a mahoke between Rashi and the Buddhist, between the Taz and the Shah, according to Ure and Rabune, that also the mice condo, so other mice are Doma Shemish Alevi, so according to the Taz, in order to be a mice condo, so it has to be something that would make the behavior into a traitor if it wouldn't be done by Shkete. But if it is something like cutting a mashu of the Kone, or even half of the Kone, it wouldn't even do Maisek Alkeles, so then it's not even considered Maisek Odo. According to Kere Sakeset and the Bach, it's considered Maisek Odo even if it's not Eise Maisek. Even if it's not Eise Maisek. What? Right. Now, let's see the shot here. Sifra Bauer. Hareyu kishon Yisroel Kosher. Vahane bish kamachshob, shuhu godboi miniach lomun nirosu kiyomus, gamu keochet. Avu nim shemir eva kino ochet, in mol have the mumal always. So then he's a mumal in tov in the brechot. And according to the Rambam, so shkitos is asuro, without the kesak. Shkitos asuro because of the Rashi Tov Kiteres Abayis. Dafu lechit hakazal, shkitos on Yisroel Mahane kishon Adonu Yisroel. משום זו השחיתו לא הקסיבה, וחומדו הקסיבה אבל רבי ארץ זה כבר סמכים עליהם, כי דומה בשעת סבי קוסי, עד כאן, וכן כוסה בחידושו, ושאין הרמב״ם, וכאן לא נגיד עלי כמה דרך שאני גם מריע. So to the price says, that חיתר כזה יפוס על ישראל, so that price says, כל זה נגיד שאני גם מריע. But we don't pass for it, שאני גם מריע. We pass for it, according to the kame, the important, the criterion is, ksive, not worth it. Aber am Kosa zduki weiß du sich das war so wie im Schatten von dem Hotel schein und ich hab ihn also nur in mein Auto ich kann mach mal der Kazais boso wie nicht so in Hamburg geschehen ich war so ich kann mach mal mit du sie muss da sein der ist was da diese war da wie mir ali ich kann den Kind dabei geworden am Tag kussen in dem Seher. Wir können das alles groß und machen. Wir können das mal kommen, so geht er nicht rum. Wir gaben die Bombe, als kommen die Schaß und so. Rabashe, wo wir mal wieder bei ihm, Kosova, wo sind die Rabäuse? Und Kosova, wo wir kommen, Kosova, wo dann kann man schon noch mehr. Aber mehr, eine Woche, so geht ich auch schon noch mehr. Und alle Dinge sind die Kriege schon nicht. Na, wie die Morgen ist es explizit. That in regard to the price, that the point of the price is, so if it's Ritter Kazayis was on the Israel, so then we can rely on the Shkita system. And that the God is the Shkita Namuya. That it, ours is, it works. But the Rashbo says that we don't pass by the Shkita Namuya, we pass by the Kanakana. So the Shach says, from the Rosh Narabba Mitzvah Shema, that he passed by the Shkita Namuya. Not of that. The Rambam doesn't say it here. All that the Rambam says, that if it's a Chirin Reim Yitzon, so then Shkita Shkita. But if it's not here in the Eitzon, so then in the morning, maybe the Rambam agrees with the Rambam that we pass like Tanakame. So we cannot rely even on Chita Kazayis Bosom Eitzon. The Rambam doesn't discuss the case of Chita Kazayis Bosom Eitzon. All the Rambam says, Shein in the morning, Leina. They are a choshu to be mikalki. But the Rambam doesn't discuss the case where a sample of the behavior that the Tzuki Yosheche is given to the Tzuki whether we can partake of the Shrit or not. Der Rambam will nicht kosten. Wo der Schach es jubes, denn der Rambam passt uns leidig, der Schimmel am Boden. And by Stuki, so the only problem is because they are hoshed out of the area. But in the case where we give him a sample of the behemoth that he himself was shechel, and he eats it, so there, we are also out of shechel. That's what he said the Shiras Rambam is. But the Rambam doesn't start out. So then he said, and the reason, and then the Shach says that from the washing of the Gemara it's Mashma, that Allah is like Hashem Namir. Because they're told, Sah, they are buying, they are robbing. So they both explain the Mishnah. So the Mishnah implies that if a Kusi was shaken in the Amen and did the Amen, and then he was chitak as his boss on the Israel, so you lie on the shita. And that's only in accordance with the shita of Hashem Kamil. Why would Abaye Behove explain the Mishnah in accordance with the shita of Hashem Kamil? Apparently, that they themselves passed the life of Hashem Kamil. This is what the Shachar. Right. V'achir b'yitzchir sh'yidam k'yumch, v'atis yosef tamo, kim sh'yisroel l'agabo k'fomu imumche, וכך הוא יזכר את המומחה. אבל נראה לי גם בעשר אשבוי לספור לרבו עם צור של מומחה ויגור המקום שלי לנו לא דפניר רק לספור יוצא ונכנס כי צריך מומחה. דידילמו לב עדיין תגיד ישראל ויהיו מיודע שזה עושה מישראל דילמי לו כזמי וכן כשמר שאו שם סימרבות והפך לכי מה שדעת נכי וגם בו פה המצאק צור חיר מנורמו the whole after the rise of the machine cause of the new kit by susi kit in kusi kit zeva the thing was like is mishne gute se der dal mo der shide the thing was like am back in form of esa bone va khado tan sin re sa mozai is du kit by susi kit in kusi kit in zeva u mi kusi kit in zeva cos va ken se da kimu di ogosh di so di kasaki do i don di so muga u di shi idea shi so se ho di yorei שבויים בקסאקי נאחו, יוכחניז המוניש בניסאקי פוגו, אבל ישראל מומה הוא מירדס, שבויים בקעכו, ובי שמרזיקי מייסי בישראל. So he has the קשה, why was the Ram, the Mechaber require the Gavit Zbuki, not only אחר מן על כבו, but דיקסאקי. Where do we require דיקסאקי? We require Tikasaki only in connection with the Mum of the Dog. But in connection with the Kusi, we don't require Tikasaki. Why? Because the Kusi is realized. So, why is there a difference between the Mum of the Dog and the Kusi? Because the Mum of the Dog, it takes it for granted that the Jews consider him as the Yisrael Gomotu. So the Melee, he's not afraid. Mashiach in the Kusi knows that the Israelis do not consider him as an Israel God. So the Melee is near us. So, since it's looking by Susi today, is analogous to the Kusi, Kedim Shepozu Aleyem Chachomim. Kedim Shepozu Aleyem Chachomim. So, a tzduki should have the same status. A tzduki should have the same status as a kusi bisman chazal prior to the takone that goes to our yemuyes kaddim. Because the Jews don't consider the tzdukim as Yisrael moving, so anyway they should be miyotes. That's the kasha against the mechal. Vitzori, shuv potosim sim alachem chamuleis, shetanotam gerachado bazei, miyu kov zeh nidin, abo b'chiles habim b'tzalo, tzimu yu kosar, ta'ale dafke shemismar akile, shoyu ben kamo min estetis, אבל באים האחרויים שבזמן הזה, שקירקו ומסייר, וגם איך למשים את ישראל, שחיתו של אסור, אך הוא מסויר ומדרגה בו, ורואו שישר דוד. That's a tshuva by the Radvaz, and also Rabbi Bitzal, that's the Mechaber Rashi Mekodesh. In other words, the reason is why it's duki, if he sheikh, in a real way, so, should person sheikh, or even though this duki malakof in the Rosh Hashanah, because the Atirik Shemishbo. So, Rava says that the Rambam only said in regard to the Karoyim in his time, where they had respect for the Kafan. So, in the middle, they are considered as a Nisi. So, because insofar as their feeling is concerned, so if the person was raised in a Kalahat home, so he cannot be blamed for being a kid from Yoshibalke. Masha'im came, the Karoyim in the time of the Rambaz, in the time, they became real saints in Israel. And it's not only that they want money in the Yoshibalke, they showed chutzpah tos chazal, and they kept on being mechalef and megadim, the Chachomim. So Meleile, in regard to the chiyuv gidu and the sinah and the chutzpah, you cannot say onus, just because if someone he was raised in a new religious home, so he cannot be blamed for not being in mind. Because emunah was not instilled in his mind. But he certainly can be blamed for the chutzpah that he shows towards Chazal. So Meleile, that's the shikah of the Rabbaz and Rabbi Mitzala, that which kind of a Tirik Shemishbo has a being of an onus? Only a Tirik Shemishbo who is not divining, but a priest, he talks with respect towards Chazal. But a Tirik Shemishbo who talks with disrespect and uses abusive language against Chazal, he cannot be considered an onus. He can be considered an onus on his spirit, but not on the chutzpah. So in Meila he says, in connection with those Zuki that lived in this man of the Radvas and Rabbi Mitzalel, that they are in the Mumer, because there is no onus on chutzpah. Onus there is on lack of a mune, but on chutzpah there is no union of us. There are some poskim who are clearly kind of Radvas. And they said, Rabbi Yom is right. The one who wrote the same, the Pirush on Rashi. He was a contemporary of the Shirin Kometzes and Radvaz, and he was Chirik and Radvaz. And he said that he needed Zduki in their days who showed chutzpah towards Chazal, so in Achim Levi, some Shrikos and Shea. Why? Because if someone, the Rabbi Yom Mizrahi said, that if someone is raised in a chutzpah home and found a cradle, he's taught to talk with chutzpah against Chazal, so even that is an onus. Because it all depends what kind of an upbringing one had. It's true, if somebody was raised by parents who are Karoyim, but who themselves had respect for Chazal, and then he turned out to be a chutzpah against Chazal, then he has a din of emunah. And of me, Masha'im came, if he was raised with an attitude of chutzpah, so then we can say, honest, Ahmad Patrick, even regardless. So it's a machlekel between Rabbi Mitzala and Rabbi Yom Mizrahi. If somebody was raised in a home where they showed chutzpah towards the Chachomim, whether he has a din of nous or he does not have a din of nous. I wanted to finish all the scenery, but that will involve us too much.
Sif of Zion. This will totally be Gomer HaKosher, which is Yitzchel HaKosher, the Gomer Apostle, Psura. באמת לא מנורים בשביל ישראל הפוסל המסים עושים לב כי מבי שבדריבה קונה אבל ישראל הפוסל בחוצי קונה בגובר הכושר יקשר יקשר נאו הוא אישי ישראל הכושר בגובר הפוסל משמע הוא ימשוך את הכושר עבור and all that is necessary is to share רוב סימוני so if the kosher cotton the Rob Simon and the mute of the circumference of the simen So he did not cut. And then the apostle, let's say an apple, finished it. He finished cutting with the mute basket. So he's kosher because before the apple touched it, so it was already muta. Yochem Ashma Bishas Perikamu Yechum. Uberashisha. Aynish. Yichya Bidrish. Sinen Chom Gimu. Sivches. The Rashi pays on Shia bin Melibas. Now, one of the five psalms is written in Shia. What does Shia mean? Shia means that if he starts cutting the simoni, and then he takes away his hand, he rests. And then, let's say, 10 minutes later, he takes the saki, and he finishes the shrit. So if there was a certain pause between the beginning of the shrit and the Gmarash today, so in Mele, it becomes possible. What kind of a course? So there's a Machlekes, Rav, Shmuel, and Mr. Chanina, we didn't learn that Sukhi yet. And one Mandoma says that we have to inshire in each behemoth, how much time it takes to share. Let's say, it takes more time to share, let's say, Himagaso, who? Than to share the more, than to share the Modako. And it takes more time to share. If the Modako, even the Etzem Kodim of the Simoni, so it requires more time to cut the Simoni in the bull, the Modako, than cutting, let's say, in the lamb. So, and it takes more time to cut the Simoni in the lamb than to cut in the lake. And in the lake, the halacha is that it's kosher even if you cut just one Simoni. So, it certainly takes less time, because all you have to do is to cut one siman. Then there is a machlekes as whether we have to be mishayot in the time that it takes to cut the simoni, or we have to be mishayot in terms of the time that is required for preparing the behemoth to share. In other words, you cannot just go over and share. You have to be mount with the behemoth, you have to put down the behemoth before you can cover the simoni. So there is machlekes in the Gemara whether the shia is the time that is required in cutting the simoni in a behemoth that is already set and prepared for the shrike, or the time it requires to be mount with the behemoth and then to shake it. So it's a much longer period. And then there is a machlekes in the Gemara whether we have to be mishaya even in the Mandaso in terms of the time that is required to shech the Mandaso, or we have to be mishaya in each behemoth by itself. In other words, so there is a machlekes Rav in Shmuel and Mr. Chanina. Anyway, there is a machlekes Rashim, how we pass. So there is a halacha of Shia. So Rashi Shiti is, most Rishonim say that Shia or Drose or Chlode can only pass in Yud Kam. But in Yud Basre not, unless in the behemoth and the Yud Basre of the first sin, so then it can pass. But in the north, let's say, in the north, a Yud Basre doesn't pass. And in behemoth, the new pastor in the second simon, because in the behemoth you must cut both simonim, the esophagus and the windpipe. But so sometimes you cut the windpipe first, and sometimes you cut the esophagus first. So according to most Rishonim, when can shia pass on? Only before the new pastor of the second simon, or in the north. Only before the new pastor. But in the north you're only required to cut one simen. So once you cut one simen, it's finished. It's already muta ba'achile. L'chatchile olayti. So you have to cut both simen in the north. But if you already cut rov simen in the north, then there cannot be any psu, whether it's a psu of drose or chlode or shi. Rashi shiti is to the country. Rashi shiti is that even though you don't have to cut the new pastor of a certain semen, but if you do cut it, and you cut it with soup, so then it's possible. and the same thing is true of shear. If you don't have to cut, let's say, the new pasta of the semen, but if you do cut it and you cut it with soul, or you cut, let's say, the gabiares, the cone, and then you cut rope of the vation, and then you put down the knife. Then 10 minutes later, you decided, oh, I still didn't complete the cutting the new past revelation, and you finish it. So, but there was a pause. So then, what is the contract? So, the hiksha b'tulish, sinu chokim, the Rashi takes and she has been basra, so that the Jeffrey Kashi, why does Rashi say, it's much more from your own home that you test? And Rashi spells it out. That if, let's say, a soil was shaken three simon, and then the Akum completed the new basra, so it's kosher. So Vishwai, according to all that, the Rashi, and we say that no soon shrita takes place. Can take place in the new pasra because the behemoth or the off is already with a machile, it's not chaya, that any psalm should take place. We understand. But according to Rashi, so even though the behemoth is already with a machile, without going to the new pasra. But if you do cut, and you cut the psalm, you may give rose or echote, so then it's possible. So here too, why does Rashi himself say that? That if an Akum, if an Israel caught Rebzimon, then an Akum finished it, the new past. So it doesn't matter, it's kosher, but Rashi's own shit is that she and Rosser not a puzzle the new past, so that an Akum should also puzzle the new past. That's the Trishis Kashi. But here it's the Ochesham, Kim Shachar, Kim Rashi. Here it's not Chaya. When can we say that the psalm of Shrike can take effect even the new pasta contra Rashi when the same Sheikhet does it. Masha'inki, if another person does it, as here, in Israel the Sheikhet of Simon, and then the Akum completed the new pasta of the Simon. So then, even Rashi is made a different pasta. That's the precious times. Rabbah, he will be contrasach and the Simon said, now the Trishe was before the Bach, so the Bach mentioned what the Trishe says, and the Bach understood the Trishe because Yossi Amayu Pasmin Hochem Mishimshi Al Kol Vachisi Kolo the Hochem Mishimshi Yishleima Mishane Deishi Al Yisroel Chavele Bissals. That's part and end of the quote of the Bach. In other words, the Bach understood that the Drishis Kashi is based upon the fact that in view of the fact that a Yisroel cup rapes him and then he stopped after cutting rapes the money, so he took away the knife. Then an Akum took over. So usually if there is a change in the Sheikhet, that first one Sheikhet was shachting Kropsimon, and then somebody else, an Akum, completed the Shrite. So usually there is a certain posture. I mean, if another Sheikhet completed the Shrite, an Akum completed the Shrite, so that means there was a certain pause. And that pause equaled the time that of Shia. Let's say Shia is 2 minutes, or Shia is 1 minute. I mean, it's told in the Machlekes, what does Shia mean? Whether Shia requires the time it takes to cut the simon, but not the time it takes to prepare the behemoth and cut. So, according to one Mangala, it's the time that it takes to cut the simon, it takes very little to prepare the behemoth, takes much longer than to cut. Once the behemoth is set for cutting simoni, it takes relatively very little time, less than a minute, to cutting simoni. So the male usually, if the Akum had to take over, so there was a pause of a minute or two. So that equal the Shia period. So the main and the Kasha of the three Shia is according to Rashi. How can Rashi say himself that with this? The TV is all cut off. Then he happened to go over and finish this one. So it's alright, it's kosher, but if the Israel stopped and happened to take over, there was no probability the period of Shia elapsed. Let's say Shia is wondering. So a minute already elapsed. And then the Akum finished it, so it should be possible on the score of Shia. On the score of Shia. That was the kasha of the Drishe. And then the Drishe gave the Teret, no, here it wouldn't pass the Shia. Because when can Shia pass the only the same Shechet who started the Shechet and made the pause, finish the Shia? If Ruben is the Shechet, and let's say he started the Shechet at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then at 1 minute after 9, so he finished Shechet Ropsi money, and then he made the pause for 5 minutes, and then at 6 minutes after 9, he finished the Shechet, the new pastor. So then it's possible. But suppose Ruben stop checking after he finished cutting Ropsi money, and then Shimon 5 minutes later completed the simon. So then the Drishe is saying this is how the Bach understood the Drishe diet. There is no psu of Shimon. No, it is no psu. When the Shia passes, if the what Shia means, Shia involves the initial act of Shvite and the final act of Shvite. And there is a pause between the initial act of Shvite and the final act of Shvite. So when somebody else is in a Shvite, so then Shia doesn't pass. So the Bach was massive. Al Kocho Chiziko. And so, the Kishosi here, I'm going to pass in the Hochim Shem Shia, Al Kocho Chiziko. The Hochim in the Hochim in Shrema, the Shana in Shia, Al Yisrael Chavere, Piselis. So the Bach asks, why establish such a big Chiddush that she only passes if the same Sheikh who did the initial act of Shrite did perform the final act of Shrite. But if another Sheikh performed the final act of Shrite, so then there is no Shia. Why such a big Chiddush? Here Shia doesn't pass because who finished the final act of Shrite? Who performed the final act of Shrite? Igor. A boy is supposed to be Shrite. But in a Haname, if a second Israel completed the final act of Shrite, then she would pass it. Why should there be a difference whether the same Sheikh completed the act of Shrite or another Sheikh, as long as he is wrong with Shrite? But here there couldn't be any Shia. Because the one who completed the act of Shrite, he is possible for Shrite. So he is Shrite, he is no Shrite. So that means there was only the initial act of Shrite. And the initial act of Shrite in itself was enough because it cut Rav Simoni. That's why it's Rosha. That's the Asogi of the Barach again. So now the Shach says no. That the Bach misunderstood the Kabbalah of the Drishe. The Drishe did not ask the Kashe. Did not ask the Kashe. How can we say that if in Israel cut off Simon and then the Akum completed the new Pascha of the Simon, so then it's kosher. So Rashi says it's kosher. But after all, it was after Shia. So Mele, it should be possible on the score of Shia. No, as far as Shia is concerned, so Rashi could have referenced to a case. Rashi could have referenced to a case where there was no Shia. Shia takes a certain time. Shia takes a certain time, and even though there are more mentions further that an account of the various shittas in Shia, so maybe we are machmir that even Shia bimashu should pass. In other words, even though, in other words, if a person will start coming this morning, then he'll have to, blow his nose. So he'll stop, he'll pull out the knife for a few seconds, he'll pull out the knife, and then he'll immediately finish the act of Shrite. And the pause is less than happiness. Less than the time it takes to cut some money. To cut some money. So we are machmir. We are more pastors. We are machmir. Why? Because if we are going to allow it, to allow shir, when we made sure that it was less than the time required for shachting, so sometimes we'll allow it even when the pause was more than the time which requires the shachting. Because every person can make a mistake. So in other words, as is shown, so there are more passages that once he pulls away the knife, once he pulls away the knife from the Tzavar HaBeheimo, even though he's sure that only 10 seconds elapse between, elapse. So, it's less than the time is required to shech the Beheimo or to shech the Menor. So, we still pass it. As is sure, because sometimes we're going to say, 20 seconds okay, but 40 seconds no. So, can every person be relied upon in determining exactly how many seconds? Sometimes he might make a mistake in the seconds, even if he has a watch. And many people, so don't even have watches, I mean, and in this time of the Ramor, even though they had watches already, but not every person had a watch. So because of that, we pass that even Shia Dimash, as long as he pulled out the knife from the Tzavar HaBeheimo, so passes in order to stand on safe ground. So the Shach says, still the kashe of the tradition is, but suppose he didn't pull out the knife, then there isn't even shir imash. So there is no psul on the score of shir. But according to Rashi Shita, the shir does pass a little bit basre. So we see that Rashi Shita is that even though it's not essential that he should check the new pastor of the sinner. But if he does check, and he checks it improperly, so then it's going up to not checking. So in the Mele, we should apply the same concept. We got the Shkida Satan, the new pastor. True, if the Israel had checked the new Simone, and then the new pastor would not have been Ishred, then we would have no problem. But in the case where the Basra is completed by Nakum, it should be Gohua, then not being completed at all. Now, what's the pshat? What's the pshat in Rashi Shita? I mean, how can we understand Rashi Shita? That the Chir Nimud Basra, or possibly Nimud Basra passes. After all, if he didn't finish it at all, so then it would be Kosher Shita. So it would be Kosher Shita. Why? Because who make it call it? Because Rubik is good, and if he does share it, but the new pastor, he makes al drose or al shiye or al chode, so then it's possible. Why should shechting it al drose be would go up to not cutting it off? So Rabbi Sibber and Rabbi Salevi, so he discussed it, and he raises a question. What's the pshat that we have to check of Sinai? Is there, it's Aloha Mishnah Sinai, but what's the pshat in Aloha Mishnah Sinai? In other words, the requirement is only I should cut of Sinai, that's all. Or the pshat is I have to cut the whole Sinai. I have to cut the whole Sinai. But if I cut of Sinai, then we apply the principle of Rubikikul. So he says, Rashi Shite, from Rashi Tzmuchach, that it's not that the requirement is Ropsin. Because if the requirement would be to share just Ropsin, so in Basra I don't have to share. Why should there be Ipsum in Basra? I don't have to share. So the answer is, according to Rashi, the requirement is I should share the whole sin. But if I share Ropsin, so then we apply the aloha of Rubikiku. I mean the same thing that we say, let's say in our cases. So if you drink of course it's not Yamikai Limitz. So what does it mean? the chiyuv is to drink kofros? No. The chiyuv is to drink the whole kos. But if you drink kofros, so it's considered al kli as if you drank the whole kos. So here, the requirement is that you should cut the whole sinet, not rov sinet. But if you cut rov sinet, we apply the principle. Or, as a matter of fact, the Gemara in Chum, in second page, applies the shaila, the machleket between Rav Popen and Rav Yeshua, as to whether, let's say, if pots is kehilim by chitzes, whether it's good or not good. So the Gemara applies it to the case of shchite. If suppose he cuts just half of the sin, exactly half. So the Gemara tries to equate the machlekes Rav Popen and Rav Huna to apply the machlekes Rav Popen and Rav Huna gabi mechitzes to shrik. What is one thing to do with the other? The answer is by mechitzes. So the halacha is not that you have to have rov mechitzes. It has to be sourced completely. That's the requirement. That's the chitze. The chitze means it blocks off. It is sourced completely. But if you set up on the rope and the major portion of the side, so then it's considered as if you were sourcing it completely. So Woman Doma says, Mechzo is also like Kule. And Woman Doma says, Mechzo is not like Kule. So that's why the Gemara is trying to apply it to Shrite, because here too the requirement is the whole semen has to be cut. But if Rov Simen is cut, so we apply the principle of Rubi Gule. So then the Shaili is whether we say Mechzo to Rubi or Mechzo is not Rubi. So that's Rashi Shim. Since Alpinim we are required to cut the whole Simen. But Rov Simen is not because of Rubi Gule. So that's only alright if you don't cut the Rubi Simen. Then we say Rubi Gule. But if you do cut it, and you couldn't be psul, then it's worse. Because you have to cut the whole sin. If you didn't cut the basra altogether, then it's considered that you cut it. But if you did cut it, and you cut it improperly, so we cannot say it's considered as if you cut it properly. That's Rashi. So the melee, the Shach says, the kasha of the Prisha is not if the Akum took over. So no probability there was a Shia intervening between the Shchite of the Israel and the Shchite of the Akum. No, the Kashi is just as according to Rashi, Shia the Yud Basra Paslans, and Chlo the Paslan in Basra, and Druz the Paslan in Basra. So when Israel was shechting, cut Rav Simon, and then Nakum was given in the Basra, he should also pass. Even though if the new Basra hadn't been cut, only it would be alright. But since it's on the basis of the fact that actually the whole Simen has to be cut, but if you cut off Simen, so you apply the principle of Rubi Gule, it's considered as if you cut the whole Simen. That's only Shaya. If he didn't cut it altogether, but if he did cut it, and he cut it improperly, and not can cut it. So that's worse. That's the kashi. That's the kashi of the drish. Oh, so he said, Elokus Yosef, Yechayechad Mishia Peisel bin Yud Basre, Och Name Shchita Apsulo, Tipsel bin Yud Basre, Ayin Shom, Shechim Ashim Adrov Hedi, Avolin Och Name, Di Mishia Yin Chiluk, Bin Yud Ache. But not that the Drishe meant to say that by Shia only the same Shechet who performed the Nishlecht of Shrite, performed the final act of Shrite. But if another Shechet performed the final act of Shrite, then it's all right. וכן מה שאתה חסוסי. ובשי אין חילוק בין יהוד האחר, וכן מה שלה בשעה סוכל הפייסקי, ואיף שנה מה, דהיך ששוחתי וכחובי, המלבסך, אך השיר שיהיה, פסולו. So in other words, so he says, and it's very possible. He doesn't commit himself to Shah. So, that where the Rosh, let's say the Shia is 2 minutes, and let's say he soil the shechet, where shechet he come in, and then he cut all of the circumference of the vision of the sabbath, and then he stopped, and then he stopped, 5 minutes elapsed, it's more than the shir shechet, and then an akum came, and finished it. So Efshan Ameh, the Hirche Sheshochat in which you hobby, Hamubasre, Ahashir Shia, is Psul. In other words, he's arguing on the Svore of the Bach. So he says, so the Efshan Ameh, I mean, we don't have to say that he's arguing on the Svore of the Bach. Because, see, according to the Shah, he's not arguing on the Svar of the Bach or the Svar of the Shah. In other words, according to the Shah, the Bach just misunderstood the Kabbalah of the Drish. So he's not arguing over with the Bach on anything. So he says, V'yev shaname, the sheshochat in chovi, hamiubas achashi yoshiye, is psuo. So he says, ef shaname, because it's very reasonable to say the other way too. It's very reasonable to say the other way too, because we could say that it's not shayach to say shiye. It's not shayach to say shiye when the shchita is done by lako, in other words. Because that's why he says efsha. Because if, let's say, what is shiye? Shiye, the question is, what's the psul of shiye? What's the psul of shiye? Does shiye mean she is a psul, like drosse, like klode, or shiye means that there is no shiye between the mishle and the fire? So you could say it in two ways. One way of explaining shiye is that the cheese is so like drosse. What's drosse? Right? If instead of calling it derech halacha b'avoye, you call it the way you cut an orange, right? So it's possible. So there is a psul of shiye too. In other words, if there is a pause, so that passes the shiye. Or the pshat shiye is because in order to be matter behime ba'achile, then you have to shecht it. You have to cut the simoni through one act of shechita, not through two acts of shechita. But if you don't pause, so it's one act of shechita. Even if kol hayom, he keeps on cutting. So it's not possible, because as long as you don't make a pause, so it's one act of shechita. But if you make a pause, so you have two acts of shechita, not one act of shechita. So the melee, it's possible because we cannot be mitzvah. The initial act of shrike and the final act of shrike cannot be mitzvah. Now, so it all depends. If we say that the cheese is so, not that there is no mitzvah, you cannot be mitzvah. The initial act of shrike with the final. But Shia is a psul. So if Shia is a psul, so Mele can apply into the case where the final act of Shkita was done by a Nako. Because it's a psul. But if we say that the pshat in Shia is, you cannot be mitzari, the final act of Shkita, with the initial act of Shkita, So that's only shayach if the final act of shchita is also an act of shchita. But if nakum shechts, so it's not even an act of shchita. So it's not even an act of shchita. So the mele. So who has to be mitzari? It's not shayach. It's not even an act of shchita. שחס ויאב שנאב דהיר ששוחד עם קומין המיובס אחר שיושי יצאו ומקום בוקי but that is not the kasher of the drisha. The kasher of the drisha was something else. The kasher of the drisha is something else. The kasher is no, the drisha understands that this Rashid Akutes can be applied to the case where there was no shir, where the Akim took over immediately. Terrified. There was no shir. There was not even shir in Mashu, where the Yisrael didn't even pull out the Saki. So the Yisrael cut the Rav Simoni, and then, before the Yisrael stopped, so the Akim came over and he started to cut the meat. So then there was not even shir. In your basket, but the kasher of the Jews, it still should be possible according to Rashi. We see that even though the new basket does not have to be cut, but if you do cut it and it's all, so it's go what? So you have to. If you did check it, but it's all and I could check it, so it should go what? That's the kasher. So the Shach says that this kasher is no kasher of the Jews. And the Kolbo can literally carry it. Yerochashan, Yohim, Chobi, Beis, Lohi, Shishayim, Seim, Maizim, Uchid, Yisei, Bishaz, Yichol, Apos, Yil, Kacha, Hashem, Yishchat, Aro, Tzuri, Mikve, Aro, Yishie, Nafro, Yide, Bimaizim, Kreib, Aro, Yil, Yishri, Yishay, Yil, Yil, Vazre, Yishor, Yichol, Aro, Yishochat, Havo, Yishie, Havo, Yishie, So in other words, when is it Yichovim? When can it Yichovim pass only if it does something that had it been done Shalom al-Vishkite, it would be Matre the Behemoth. It would be Matre the Behemoth. So if an Akum does it, so it's a Shechit Apsor. So it's a Shechit Apsor. But if the if it's the new pastor, so then suppose let's say somebody will check Rav Simoni and then we check Robich and then after the sheikh had cut the Robich, so a cake, a thumb or a piece of glass would fall on the Robich and would pierce it in the new Hahetje Panish would the Hebrew become a sort of a hair. Once you are shaking, the Rav Simoni, so it's already with a bahir. Even if the behavior is still with a chesed, so the shchita is already matter. So the shchita is already matter. So the melee, after you cut Rav Simoni in the behavior, if let's say a thorn, a cane, or a piece of glass would perforate the new Reisha Tanish, it wouldn't be matter the Behemoth. So the Mele sees in the new Basre, the new Basre cannot take place any Maisa Chayite. So the Mele, it's not Chayach to say that if an Akum shechs it, if an Akum cuts it, Ishtach. An Akum cannot answer it, because in view of the fact that if the same thing that was done by an Akum would be done by a case, it wouldn't answer the name. So anyway, why should an Akum be able to answer? Alright. בישום האפוסל ירוב אינם אפוסל וגם הקושע כשאירו ויאב אגב דקיימון בישי אף מקום שהוא יתראית בין ביקום אברים בבין ש... So, how is the chayer? וגומר הקושע יצחו אפוסל נשחי אבל יצחו אפוסל וחוצי קודם וגומר הקושע יזקשאירו is Kshayo. But if somebody else had to take over, the kosher had to take over, so there was necessarily pause, and there are more passes. We are machia, that no matter how little the pause is, so we ask her. So he says,
aber bei keinem Schiaf, du kommst und fehlst den Konne, ich komme nicht nach, weil ich den Namen, Lidon, Hechel, ich doch was, Hakone, Livade, Biode, die Kosher, Apio, Lidon, und ich koste und so, Simen, Chopaue, Chopaue, in other words, when do we cast Schiaf, die Maschu, that is only why do we pass it to the man? It's not just without any basis. Because according to some Rishonim, so in the new time involves the Shia or Shia. So Mele is we have the Rishonim Shia, there was Shia in the Mashu, let's say only in Shia, let's say in 10 seconds. Let's say Mashu, 10 seconds. But it's possible that he started to cut already the ratio. And he started to cut already the ratio, so that means that the shechit has begun. But suppose he takes a hold, the shechit takes a hold of the cover, of the windpipe. And he has the windpipe separated from the ratio. And he knows that he only started to cut the windpipe, not the windpipe. And then he made a pause. Even if he made a pause, let's say, he takes a hold of the corner. Let's say this is the corner. And then, you have the ratio. This is the corner and this is the ratio. Suppose the sheikh takes a hold of the corner. And it's exposed, he took off the skin that covers the corner. And you can see it. And you can see that he's only holding on to the cup. And then he starts making the cut in the cup. Just imagine. Just immediately got the circumference of the cup. And the ratio didn't even touch. And the knife only touched the cup. And then, after making this slight cut in the circumference of the cup, he put down the knife. And takes a rest, even for half an hour. Then, after the half an hour, he takes a hold of the kone and the reshet, and he starts cutting both. So then it wouldn't be possible. Why? Because the only reason as to why we are machia in Shia Mashu is because we are hinshish. Maybe when he started to cut, it already started to cut the reshet. And they should be mashu is painful. So that means that the shechit has begun. Mashu, if we are sure that he didn't touch the reshes, he only touched the kone and started to cut only the kone. So the kone there is aloche that even if he cut half of the kone with the thaw, and then he would start shechting the behemoth, it would still be kosher. So what kind of a kosher is it? This is what the Shach is saying. The Avol Gav, the kind of Mishia to the culture we pray for, they become a big creature, become a Kumishkach is Lahidine. Now we don't have any Tomas Akon of the Bad. Yote, because Shach we don't know, because we saw Sinah Fale, or Kofas of Smarab, Kavki Miram Ha. Hoi Yisroel Upos, Eichazim Yisak, Vishayich Tinsuro, Vinsoro Kweima, Vinkolecho Tatine Biyote. Ubeer Zoruah, הגוי זה אושרה, כשתרחו, מכשיר, וכן הוא בזיסר, וכן פוסק, מרשאו, שרוצים לזה. So in other words, not all the Rishonim agree with this deen, with Mechava Nations. In other words, actually, this deen was taken from the Mishnah, was taken from the Mishnah Yechov. But the Mishnah Yechov doesn't discuss the case of Yisrael and Akum. Shechting together. The Mishnah Yechov discusses something else. Okay. The Mishnah Yechov says
The Mishnah Chulin says as follows, that men love a test on his face. The second line from then is on. Hashechet v'shem horim, v'shem groyes, v'shem yamim, v'shem yoreis, v'shem yboreis, shchikosik so. Now it doesn't mean, the Mishnah doesn't have reference. Shechet v'shem horim, where he was worshipping the horim, the mountains, and he was, his kavanah was to slaughter, to be makrif, the behemoth, as a call for the mountain. And the mountain was died. In such a case, so it wouldn't be just Shikosim Surah, then it would be also Banoye too. So then the behemoth would have been of Tichredes Abrezor. If his kavanah had been to share the behemoth to the mountain, and accepting the mountain as an idol, So then, it wouldn't be just Shikosim Surah, also Banoye, but it would be also Banoye also. It would be also on the score of the Tichredes Abrezor. But the Mishnah is referenced to someone who has superstition. He is not considering, he is not worshipping the Yam. He doesn't consider the Yam as deity, as an idol, or the Midbar, or the river. But out of superstition, he thinks that when you share a behemoth and you dedicate it, and you do it as a means towards getting certain results. So out of superstition. Not that he is mischaven to be matched with the behemoth, to be matched with the behemoth to the mountain whom this person considers as an idol. No. He just does it out of superstition. Out of superstition. He wants to affect a cure for a certain person or to become rich by shechting the shimon. That's in his mind. He can accomplish it. So it's not the Tichredes Abrezor. But the Chachomim pass the shim. Chachomim pass the shim. Because all these superstitions can lead a conducive to Abrezor. It's not Abrezor. But all these superstitions are conducive to Abrezor. So because of that, the Chachomim passed the Shkir. So it's Muta Banoye, but it's also Bachri. So Hashem, 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 Goyes. Hashem, Yam, Hashem, Haaretz. Hashem, Haaretz. So, Is Psulo. Shnai, Minam, Zim, Isak. Vishayich, Tine, Echod, Mishay. Echod, Mikolei. Vishayich, Hashem, Dobo, Kosher, Shkitos, Psulo. So, Shishchidosik Psulo. So the Mishnah says that if we're not going over the Mishnah yet, because the Rashi says that Shiyamim Shosa Hayam Abilichot. All right, but I'm explaining the Mishnah, not according to Rashi. All right. So then the Mishnah says Shnai Yozim Isaki Mishich Leachod Mishleachod Mikolei Leachod Mishim Dovo Kosheya. So Shritosim Psulo. So this is the Mokia. This is the Mokia for this halacha in the Shabbat. Hoi Yisroel Psul, Yisroel Psul, Yichasim Bisaki, Mishaykh Psulo, Bimtsol Chlim, and Kolech Tachlim Yoyim. The Mishnah mentioned that we got with Machshov Afisar. With a Machshov Afisar. So, the Mishnah says, suppose two Shochtim Shech today, one has no Machshov Psulo in his mind, and the other one has a superstitious Machshov, the Machshov Psulo in his mind, so it's possible. But that does not necessarily follow that the same thing is true in Yisrael Nachumcheh. So the Mechaber equated this with our connection to Mishnah. But there are some Mishnahim Rachelim who bear Zuhura, but who is Oshre, is the coming of Kuhu, Machshit, the Chim in Sefte, the Chim Posek Mashal, the Chosa, the Mutomit will come on Simen Hei, Bishnayu, Sheir Zimisaki, the Echot Shechet, the Shechet, the Shechet, the Shechet, לא עושה מחשב את השיח את פוסלו, אבל רוכש, בסתם המלכונים, או אם הוא אומר, לא עושה הוא משהו לאו להשחית עלינו, ואם כן, כשיהיה איש יחד בהשחית את זה לא עושה, די בו זה, מכל שער. the Goldschirm. So in other words, so there's a Huara, where it's so strange, and Mashal Achiluk and this thing. And this thing. They say there is no analogy between Echot Sheikhei, Mishim Domo Kosher, and Echot Eish Sheikhei, Mishim Achshol Et Zulo. So over there, so there is one does it with the machshavah tzulah, so mele, that machshavah tzulah passes, you see. Why me boy, if that Mishneh has reference to the king, so he's mamish, he has a father, he's over, so of course, he passes in the tzifrei. But even if the Mishneh does not have reference to someone who shechted the hime, because he considers the how, the law, the yam, as an idol, and in mele, but just out of superstition. But there is a special Dakonis Chachomim, that this Machshavet passes the Shmite, as of the Shmite. So even though the other one has no Machshavet Tzulah, but the Machshavet Tzulah, one is enough to pass the Shmite. Masha'inkin here, two, when Yisroel and Nochri shech together. So of course, a Nochri cannot be mati. So it's true that the Nochri cannot be matia, the behemoth, the achille, for each today. But the Yisroel also shares. So without the act and the shchite of the Nochri, so there would be, the simoni would be cut by the Yisroel. So it would be cut by Yisroel. If, let's say, suppose a Yisroel would cut, let's say, one simon, and then by the end, when two simon have to be cut, and what Yisroel would cut the galderes, the windpipe, and then the Nochri would cut the Reishe, even if they would be Vasachas who had, but one would cut one simon, and the other one would cut other simon, then there was a world would agree that, because one simon is not enough. Masha'im came in the case where the Yisroel and the Nochri, each one cuts both simon. But one cuts, let's say, you get to cut the Rebek now. So, if the Rebek, so suppose the Yisroel would cut it here, and the Nochri would cut it here, and the battle. So, even without the Nochri, so there is enough of the shchite of cutting of the chito to be matter the aim and the achille. So why should the fact that the Nochri also cut pass on the shchite? That's their shchite. Alright. We came to see each other about shchite the law saying, why does you be kosher? We came in Kosovo back. That means, come join to the Psakos Kosovo. He says that when the Rambam meets Mashma, that regarding the soil of Kosovo, here the Yisaki and the Sheikh did, so then it's not possible. Shekosa, in the base of the Yisaki, the very base, the Lehintin because they are not a single absolute, the Shrike shall be period. Now, because in period base, he discusses Machshava Pesach. So there he mentions the Aloche of the Yisrael and Yisaki. In Bered Dalet, he discusses something else. Who is qualified to be a sheikh and who is not qualified to be a sheikh? So how is it that in Bered Dalet, who he discusses who is qualified to be a sheikh and who is not qualified, he doesn't mention his name, only Bered Dalet. Apparently, the Rambam Shiloh, it's a fake deal. Apparently, the Rambam Shiloh is that this Aloche only applies to a case where there is machshavah pesach, not where there are two shochtim, one is qualified to shecht and one is not. Well, that's not a real deal, because the Rambam mentions only those halachas that are explicitly mentioned in the Mishneh and Gemara. Now, the Mishneh mentions it explicitly in connection with machshavah pesach, so the Rambam mentions it in connection with machshavah pesach. That does not mean that according to the Rambam, it doesn't apply to the case of Yisrael and Achim shechtim, but the Shach is without. When we call the king, and the Shach is also making. But he says, even though the Bach is chilik, his achoes hadas is negative mechaber, but we might say he is precious for the Shita of Ilham. Now, we have to understand, so some of the Shem say that Yisroel Uposit, Eos and Yisaki, Bishayach Tim Shemitzur, the Ozorua, and the Marshal, they say, no, it's not possible. What should it be told? What should it be told? Now, I think that it should be told in the Machlokes, the Rosh and the Rambam, as to why Shchidas Akum is possible. Shchidas Akum is possible. According to the Rosh and Kesev, the reason is why Shchidas Akum is possible, because he's a Bach of the Leyama. Whether because he's not a Bar Zviche, he's not a Bar Zviche, or as the Torah says, because when the Torah says he's a Bach, the Torah directs itself to a Jew. So in other words, but because of his Bach, according to the Rambam, not because of his Bach, but because or because of the Altonizik. Or because of the Altonizik. Now, if we say that it was Rachto, so then it means that the Nakum Shkite, Noch Shkite, is no Shkite. And Noch Shkite is no Shkite. So that means, like Shkite escape. Now, what would be the Aloche? What would be the Aloche? If they came, then he says, the Rambam said, Shchit Askei Psur, right here. And that's it, he said. With a bach of the cave. So, what would be the aloha if the cave and the rodo and the shere would chant together with the shere on it? Now, cave is certainly from the bach. The bach. So what does it mean? That the shchite of it by the cave is not the mice shchite. It's not the mice shchite. So in many ways, when the cave shares, so it is just as if the simonim were cut by themselves. Let's say, suppose sometimes, you know, a piece of glass collides with the simonim, a piece of glass, or something that is very sharp, so collides with the simonim, becomes the simonim. So of course, that's not a shlita. So if the cave shares, even if the cave was taught to do it there at Loch and avoid the way it has to be done. So it's not the Maisha Shchita. So it's like Nechtach al Dekeitz. Free form, free piece of bread. So maybe it's not the Maisha Shchita. So that means if in Israel in the cave, I think that in the case where in Israel in the cave would chat together, so then everybody would like to say that the Shchita is so. Why? Because in order to be mutabachir, so the simonim have to be cut through maizeshrit, not if the simonim are cut through a cage, not through maizeshrit. Now, so here I will say the simonim is a cage. The cage shrit is not a maizeshrit. So that means that the chiyas of the behemoth, the behemoth was dead. The chiyas of the behemoth was taken away. The behemoth was dead, which was killed. Not only through a maize shchite, but through a maize shchite and through a maize kates. So it should be possible. The reason the Shach says that they call from the Rambam is mashma. That if it is oil and noch, we check together, so then it would be, if it is oil and noch, we check together, so it would be shell. He is midah. So, according to the Rambam, we can understand it. According to the Rambam, it's possible to understand it. Because according to the Rambam, so the reason is why Ishvitas Nochri is Psulo is because of the call of the Chodom Zikhei. Now, the Rambam says, in the Chesomei Satunis, he says that if a Nochri, even a Nochri in the Abizot, we check the Eimo, so then the behemo would not be coming to Pesach. It would be also Bachir in the Eisen.
If somebody who eats from the table will be chayav for the lav of Reisechu Kol Nevela, for the lav of Reisechu Kol Nevela. But it wouldn't be the tamid tumas nevela deraisa. It would also be achilah deraisa. But tumas nevela, it would only be the tamid deraisa. That's what Rambam says. There is Rambam for all this afternoon. Thank you. So the Rambam says that even though Shchitas Akum is Neveilo, but Tumas Neveilo, it's not Mitame in the Raise, only Rabbo, even if it's an Akum in the Raise. Why? Because it has Tumas Neveilo only in the Rabbo. It has Tumas Neveilo only in the Rabbo. It is too much to veil only in the Rabbah. So then the Rabbah asks the Kasha, on how can we say that? Munafsha. If vis-a-vis the love of the Zechu Kon Veil, we say it's also the Raise, so the Shrit is no Shrit. So why vis-a-vis too much to veil? It's not the Raise. So the Rambam says there is no analogy, there is no necessary connection between Isa Neveilo and Raise and Tumas Neveilo and Raise. Vorae, Treite is also Bachil and Raise, and still is not Itam Tumas Neveilo. So everybody read the question in the Rambam, what kind of a Moshe did he mention? Treite is also Bachil and Raise on the score of the love of Moshe. Not because of the veil, but Treifon is not becoming to Mr. Veil, not even the Rabbanon is becoming to Mr. Veil. Treifon means, what is Treifon mean? Of course, if you have a veil of Treifon, a veil that had a purple with it long, and then you didn't shat it, you killed it, you shat it, so of course it's the veil. But suppose, so then it's becoming to Mr. Veil. But when do we say that Treifon is not becoming to Mr. Veil? If you took a Hema Treifo, a Hema with a perforated bone, so it's a Treifo, and you shecht it properly. So then it's also Bachile. It's also Bachile because of the Bab of Bosomason and Treifo is a Hema. But the Shchite, since a real Shchite was realized in the Hema Treifo, so the Hema is not in Tantan, it's the Hema, not in the Rabo. But what Shaykhah does it have to with Shchite Sakum? Shchite Sakum is no Shchite. So Reb Chaim mentions it, it's not in the Sefer. That's about that. So Reb Chaim says, because
Der Rambam bringt diese Woche auf einen solchen Zikri. Der Zikri sagt, wo ich sehe, wo kommt die Welt, ein Jahr nicht weiter, drei von mir ein, aber nicht weiter, wo ich sehe, wo kommt die Welt. So, ich muss eine Weise, ich sage, das ist die weitere Zikri, hätte die Malbe. Die weitere Zikri, hätte die Malbe. Die Malbe, Kripo von der Waffe des Erokollegierens. Kripo. So, der ist die Waffe des Kripo. Was ist das für ein Kripo? Ist der Kripo? So, der Kripo, so der Schatten des Kripos, that from this Kripo appears, that when one eats a behemoth Kripo that was slaughtered properly, he is either the Waffe des Erokollegierens. Why? Because the Waffe is, in order that it's that there shouldn't be an Issa of the law. So then, the Shrite must be Matya Bachir. And by Kripo, so the Shrite is not Matya. So in the middle, whenever the Shrite is incapable of being Matya Bachir, so then there is an Issa. Then the Shah, in the Shrite. As a matter of fact, the Halacha is that calling Shurim and Mistarfim, that suppose somebody will take Chotzika Zayis of Chazer and Chotzika Zayis of Nireira, and we leave them together, they will not be high voltages. They will not be high voltages on the score of Chazer of the Him of Neo, nor will be high voltages on the score of Nireira, because each is a separate Yisrael. Mashiach came, but there is one exception. Nireira and Kripo are mixed up. If somebody will take a Chotzika Zayis of Nireira and a Chotzika Zayis of Kripo, that was Mishchat Bapali to the higher mountains and the score of the Zechu Komodeo. Why is it historic? So because Shchite is not a Matir in the Behemo. Shchite is a Matir only in the Behemo that is not later on. What does Trevo mean? Trevo means it has a certain Matir, it can interpret it wrong. So because of that Matir, so it cannot live its normal span of life, or it cannot live for more than it is hated. Whether it means it cannot live even with therapy, or it cannot live without therapy, but the shame trained for is based upon the fact that it's later on. It's later on. So anyway, Shchite is Matila. Now, can Shchite be Matila on a behemoth that is already dead? Not. So that's the halacha by Kripo. That just a shchite cannot be a matir and a behemoth that is already dead. So a shchite cannot be matir and a behemoth that is living, but he has a makor, an account of which it is safe for us. So anyway, so shchite by Kripo is not a materis. And so that's the difference between the Yisrachil of the Neo and Tumas. As far as the Nisar Achilu of the Veil is concerned, so even if a Maise Shchite is realized in the Veil, but as long as the Shchito is incapable of being Mati of the Veil, Bachile, so then there is a Nisar Veil. That's the reason the Spider of Veil. There is also a Nisar Veil. Anyway, the Veil, Veil, Tamurima, we say who called me there. But even though in a Kripo there is a Maisi Shkite realized, Mashiach came vis-a-vis Tumas the Veil, so when is it becoming Tumas the Veil? Only when the Maisi Shkite was not realized. What's the definition of the Veil regarding Tumas the Veil? A Behemo that died not through a Maisi Shkite. That's the Veil, that's the definition of the Neiro in respect to Tumas. In other words, if the Behemo died in a natural death, or somebody shot the Behemo, or somebody choked the Behemo, or somebody poisoned the Behemo, if a Behemo dies, any death, other than a death through a Maise Shchito, so that's the Neiro in connection with Tumas. But Shehu came, in regard to the Nisa Neiro, so not only a Behemo that died through a natural death, through a death that did not occur through a Maisa Shchito,
even if the death occurred through the Meise Shchita, but if the Meise Shchita for some reason is not in Matia, Bachile, it involves the Yisrael Achille of the Veil. It involves the Yisrael Achille of the Veil. In other words, now, I think that on Friday I discuss that he said, because the Rambam passed in that the Nakum Shchita is possibly the Raise because of the call of Chalvin Sifrei, whereas the Tisefke says, is a vast of relation, the is a vast of relation is become a real, is a vast of the Lois Chida Satun. So, that's a kind of information to take to send the watch, that the reason is why Chida Satun is so low is because of is a vast of, but what will the Rambam do? So he said, in respect to the Bach of the Mekay, so the Rambam will be made into Shkutu Dmoy. In respect to the Al-Fusir by the Deceptor, with the Bach of Kratsh, with the Chomil El, the Rambam will be made into Shkutu Dmoy. But in respect to the Bach of the Yaku, the Rambam Shite is his Nasma. But the question arose, why should the Mora mention, why should the Deceptor mention a Nasma? Usually, when the Gemara mentions the Gemara or the Tzedek or the Mishneh mentions a Drosha and it's an Asmachta, so it means the whole thing is only Rabbah. So in the case when the Raisi is kosher, so we can understand the purpose of an Asmachta. But in this case, according to the Rambam, the Shchidi Rasom and the Raisi and the Skol, the Kol, the Kol, the Kol, the Kol, the Kol, why does the Tzedek have to be Masmichet and the posing of the Zabachta? So I say, according to the Tazkios in the Rambam, so there is no Kash. Because according to the Tazkios in the Rambam, so the Rambam says, we get a God who got to the Gomo, Shatu no Chishenei, that is all a Shchita Seh Asur. That means that in the Raise, a Shchita Vigatation, a Yochi is not an idol worshiper, so it's Mutanis. So, but the Chachomim were misaken that even the Shchit of Vegetation should be Asur. So that's why the Chachomim had to resort to the Asmachte or the Vachta. Because as far as the process of the Kol of Chachomim is in place concerned, that applies to the Amizore. But the Gemenshaw, so she was in Shiva. But in the Rabbanon, in the Shchit of Vegetation, Asur. That's an Asmachte and the Zavachta. But the Kol of the Shach, according to the Shach, we say, is difficult. According to the Shach. According to the Shach, we are saying the Rambam is, we can go to go to the Dogo, Shach in Kusi Shemi Ilam Zon, Shkito Se Asa. Kusi, because Kusi Gerem Se. But Rabban and Rabba say, what day is there away? He is Yaku. Mashaik in Noch, in Meditation. In Meditation, Gomo was the Kabel. Zay Mitzes in Neach, in the Shreisho. Bisman Shalil Meitik, in Meditation, Gomo. In the full sense, so even his Shchita is Asur on the Raisa. So the question is, so even the Teisho is included in the Posit of the call of Rachaltam Zichrei. So why do we need the Rabbonon and Asmachte of the Zabachto? But the Teres is this. If, let's say, the Rambam only says in regard to Shchita Sakum, the Teisho, that is not the talent of the Devil in the Raisa, only the Rabbanon. But let's say Shchita Skei will be the talent of the Devil in the Raisa. Suppose it's Nishchit on the well, suppose there was a sacking on the table, and then there was a behemoth lying down on the floor, and then there was a very strong wind, and the wind blew down the sacking on the tzavor of the behemoth, and coincidentally, the sacking cut the simonim of the behemoth, that was Loch HaRoimot. I mean, the wind educated the Saki to move as it comes to mind. Suppose of the other things. So then, it would be coming to us in the middle of the ice. It would be coming to us in the middle of the ice. Because the Dalachem is a Bachto, Prafi Shchita Zakei. So in other words, Shchita Zakei, or Prafi Nidah Homero, is not the Baisa Shchita. If no Baisa Shchita was realized, so that means that the Himmel died. For some other death, not the Maise Shchite cause. So then, it's the Vela. So it's the Vela Mamesh. It's the Tamitumus, the Vela Midraise. If Cave would check the Vela,
So the Rambam would be made that it's intended to Zohar Reis. And the Rambam only says in respect to Shrita Zakum that it's not intended to Zohar Reis. Because the Rambam holds that Vizavachtam and the Reis only implies that the cave Shrita is no Reis Shrita. That means the Chmohalel is not a Reis Shrita. Not that the Nakum Shrita is no Reis Shrita. So the Nakum Shrita is a Reis Shrita. But because of the Chalten Zitra, you have a body for the Zitra Asur. So there's a also of because of the Chalten Zitra only implies that Shrita Sakum is, that Nakum is not Matir out of this, Yachir out of this. She Zitra Asur, and Nakum is not a Matir. Is not a Matir of the Shrita. So, not that it's not a nice, but Shrita in order to be Mutabachir, so the Shrita has to be Matir. And the Nakum Shrita is not a Matir. Because of how to be different from the Matir, she said that so, that the Nakum is not a Matir, the Shrita said. Now, if it's not a Matir, the Shrita said, but the nice Shrita it is. If the nice Shrita it is, so it's not like Mason at all. If it's not a nice Shrita, so it's Mason at all. If it's Mason at all, so it's a Tamil with the Lord of the Reise. But the Nakum Shrita is a nice Shrita with the Reise. So, but it's not Matir. So these are the Nisanabele. That does not depend upon the Maizi Shrite. That depends upon the question as whether there is a Matir, whether Shrite is a Matir. Even by Trevo there is a Matir of the Trevo. Because Shrite is not a Matir in the Trevo. So Shrite Sako, so the Shrite is not a Matir of the Trevo. So the Mele, there is a Nisrachir of the Trevo in the Maizi. But regarding Tumas the Trevo, as long as the Maizi Shrite was real, even though the Maizi Shrite is not a Matir, so there is no Tumas Nebeira. Tumas Nebeira there is only when it's Nesom Elal. If the death was affected through a Maizi Shrite, so then it's not Nesom Elal. Then it's not Nesom Elal. So in Mele, it's not the Kami Tumas Nebeira in Isaac. But with Rabbonon, it is the Kami. Why? Because with Rabbonon, it's not the Maizi Shrite. Where do you get the Rabbonon? That's the Asmach that they respect the Maizi. Now we get the question, according to the Shas Gils and the Rambam, what was the purpose of the Asmachte when it was a Bachir in the Reise anyway? So why do we need an Asmachte? The answer is, it's also a Bachir in the Reise because Shriti is not a Matia. But in the Reise, it's not a Tami to the Reise, because in the Reise it is a Reise Shriti. Masheiki, with the Rabbonon, it's not even considered as a Reise Shriti. If it's not considered as a Reise Shriti, so in Mele, it's not Mikame, Tumas. So in Mele, it's Mikame to Mr. Mele Rabbah. That was the purpose of that man. Now, when the Shach says that it's Miram Yilva Rambam, it's Miram Yilva Rambam, that it is Yisroel Vilochi, if the Moshech are together. So the Shchit is Kshiro. So I think and in the eyes of our book, we can understand it. There is a Rashi in the Masjid. And in the eyes of our book, from the point of view of the Rambam staff, the reason as to why the Nochri is possible is because